cherry testicles.
We've got like 16,000 diversions on this one. This one's going to be Distraction City. Distract Sox.
Small topic roundup.
Distract Sox. But only because we're fucking ADD.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Everybody's looking for something. Directly behind you that you are backing up into.
I'm not backing up into it yet.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how I'm supposed to get out if I can't turn.
Some of them want to use you.
Some of them want to be abused.
Okay, that's fine. That's all good.
What are you guys talking about?
I don't know. We're talking. Sit talk, everybody.
Gonna do 5 points right here.
Yeah, there we go.
7 points.
This guy's judging you.
That's fine. He's just actually helping me, thanks.
That's fine. Anywho. Kyle here.
Fuck.
Kendrick over there.
That guy was cool, but where he parked was not cool.
And an Amy in the back.
Oh, yeah, I'm Kyle.
No, I'm Kyle.
Dude, Colorado is winning.
Oh, man, look how flooded that is.
Look at all those geese just floating to their doom.
Yeah, that's way up there. Anywho.
Have you... Okay, so you have everybody in this car has a Switch. Is everybody in this car familiar with the nature of indie games on the Switch? Like how many there are?
There's a lot.
There are a lot. The blah 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 of the profusion. That's not a right word. But I don't even know if that's a real word.
Profusion is a word, but it's not the right one here.
What's the explosion?
That ends proliferation?
Proliferation of indie games on the Switch marketplace.
Yeah, what happened there?
It's happening, still happening a lot.
But, I mean, what did they do? Did they, like, release... Did they support DirectX? Did they release a really cool SDK? I don't know what the deal is, because it does seem like there's a shitload of them.
Yeah, there's... And I guess a lot of the stuff that seems like it's only on Switch is actually on Steam and stuff like that, too, but you don't really notice it, because there's just so much stuff that you wouldn't expect to be on Nintendo that is, yeah, that you're kind of getting this weird...
There are certain games, I'll admit, as fucking diehard PC Master Race piece of shit that I am. Fucking cat. Sorry. Cat fucked up my favorite pair of pants and then I blew up
To be specific, he's talking about his cat,
yeah,
Lando,
sorry.
Not
Lando
cat.
Fucked up. He tore
Dude, look
one
at those
little
sick
loop.
Red rims on that white shitty van.
No.
Okay.
And, I have this little bump now of fucked up fiber because Lando jumped on me as I was turning my chair, so he panicked and grabbed into my leg.
Oh, yeah.
And fucked up my favorite pair of pants. I blew up my second favorite pair of pants helping Joe move, so I'm down to no good pairs of pants at this point.
Dude,
I need to stop at Target on the way home.
Absolutely hate blowing up my pants.
It sucks.
And it sounds stupid. Like, you're like, oh, that doesn't happen that often, but it always happens in the most inconvenient time.
Yep.
Where you're like, oh, I was going to go bowling, and like, right as soon as you throw your first ball, it's like, and you're like, oh, cool, now I get to bowl half naked.
I blew up my knee, which sort of worked, because like, it sort of looks like, oh, he's got, you know, distressed pants or whatever. Mm-hmm. Although it doesn't work so when you blow out your crotch or your ass.
That's where
that happened to Tyler when we were traveling. He was hiking somewhere and just blew out the ass of his pants. And so he's just walking along, assless pants.
Anyway,
there's Switch.
There's a proliferation of indie games on the Switch, whether that be because you just notice them more or...
Well, and what I was saying was, as a PC Master Race fucker, we're back to that now, was that I still really enjoy playing certain games on consoles. Like, Overcooked is way more fun on a console, at least with a console controller, than it is on a PC.
I can see that.
And I really enjoy playing Stardew Valley on the couch. I don't think I would enjoy it as much on my office chair.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's like the distinction.
I'll have to start that game up again.
Be careful.
Okay.
You'll be dead.
So, there's a lot of really cool games that are just coming out, too. Like, they released Dragon's Dogma, which is like a Monster Hunter Deep, the Dark Souls kind of mixed game. Cuphead just came out for the Switch.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was already on there.
No, it just came out like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Guacamelee, if you've ever played that game, is a new Metroidvania game that's pretty cool. It's like a luchador-themed Metroidvania game.
Interesting.
But, like, they always have these games where... They'll talk about, or like the sites that I frequent talk about the premise of the game, and I'm like, oh, that sounds so sweet, right? Like a game where you play like a Lovecraftian investigator and you go and try to defeat all these monsters and stuff like that. It sounds pretty fun to me, because
right,
that's really something cool. But what ends up happening with most of this stuff is that I see it like, I'm like, oh, cool, this sounds really fun. And then I go look at the graphics, and I'm like, holy shit, I can barely see what's on the screen because it's so over-pixelated. Like, or someone goes, like, they go real cheap on, like, the 8-bit or lower graphics, and I'm like, is this even going to be fun if I can barely see? This happened to me, like, 4 times now. So
lame.
Every time I'm like, oh, this game sounds like it could be a really cool dungeon crawler, and it's like, ah, oh, but it's kind of, it looks like it's incredibly difficult to just see what's going on, and it's kind of like, they're all, like, Contra-y, but, like, with less resolution.
That sounds frustrating and shitty.
It's just one of those things where I get it's an indie game and your theme is on point, but just like do a little bit more. I don't know if that is like fair to ask though. A little bit more of the graphics.
Yeah.
Because that might be what's causing all these games to be able to be created is the lack of like necessity of good graphics.
Well, yeah, that's part of what the indie thing is too, right? You can't necessarily, you're not necessarily building out a 10-person art team.
Yeah.
Or a 100-person art team.
You either have the resources already, or you kind of have to build them on your own.
Well, that's kind of what an indie game is. Is that's part of the charm, right? Is that you're not like making Assassin's Creed here, where they've meticulously recreated an entire city.
Yeah, but there is a difference between putting like an Atari level graphics out versus like, you know, Nintendo 60 or Nintendo Super NES graphics, right? Like,
oh yeah, yeah. But it's exponentially more work.
Yeah. I just, like, want a game like that for real. And I see the indie game theme, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you did it. And then I'm like, oh, man, I just wish
that guy was, sorry, that guy was literally on a cherry picker just hitting the bridge with a hammer.
Oh, have you never done that?
No, I didn't know that was a thing. Just, you know, the old hammer knocking on the bridge.
That's what civil engineers do. Like, that's what they go to school for.
$200,000.
1 year to ride the cherry picker. 1 year to swing the hammer. 1 year to know where to hit the
bridge.
There
we go. That's my day. Dink. See you tomorrow, Fred.
And it's just a rubber mallet.
You just... I mean, I've seen that in video games where you're building things by hitting it with a hammer repeatedly, but I thought real life was a teensy bit more complicated.
I mean, we tend to overthink.
That's true.
And overcomplicate.
We are engineers. That's what we do.
Do.
Apparently, I'm bringing that back. You ever notice that during a sit sock, you just kind of open your mouth and then stuff comes out?
Uh-huh.
And then you realize later, like, wow, some of that was funny, and some of that really wasn't. But you never really planned or thought about it?
Mm-mm. Yeah. And most of the time when you are trying to do something that's funny,
it sucks.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, it really sucks.
Amy, how do you feel about indie games on the Switch?
I haven't played many indie games on the Switch.
Have you gotten any?
I did play Stardew Valley a little bit.
Okay.
And then I think I got Undertale for it, but I had played it on, like, my save file was on,
A PC Master Race?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was, at the time, easier. Well, no, because I used the Steam controller to finish it, so I don't know.
One of our greatest fans, Kevin, is playing Underworld on the Switch right now.
Undertale.
And he says it's
Undertale.
And he says it's pretty cool. And I was like, oh, I really want to know what happens when you get to X point, because there's a lot of jiggery-pokery that goes on with your save files and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was wondering how that manifests itself on a console. You know, like, do they, like, if they have to back you out, do they back you out to, like, the main screen, or, like, do they just do an in-game load thing? Like, how do they manifest those interesting kind of...
It's like Doki Doki Literature Club on...
Yeah, there's some type of stuff like that happens, and I'm wondering how that would manifest itself on a console.
We'll have to find out. Kevin, report back!
Yeah, we need to do a special Kevin episode.
A special Kevin sock.
We should do that.
Shit, Kevin.
Bring back...
Neither of those are good.
We should do a cut together of every time Kevin's been on the podcast, and it'll be like a 2-minute episode of him.
Kev sock.
It's just like him saying the small things that he says.
Sit, Kev.
Kevin's
cock. I got nothing.
Cock. God damn it, I just said Kevin's cock.
I tried to talk over it, and you still...
I had to acknowledge put it, because there's just a special relationship that Kevin and I have.
Does it involve his cock?
I mean, it can, if he lets it get that far someday.
Good.
And, you know, maybe if I'm lucky, he'll understand and hear this podcast as a profession of love instead of a creepy stalker.
It's all about how attractive you are.
So,
that's all that matters.
Last night, Amy got... bless my heart. Got me pizza, because I was craving pizza. And she got deep dish.
I was a little worried where this was going to go.
Where were you going to say?
Gone.
But I don't want to know what you thought was going
to happen. Well, we were just talking about a lot of cocks. And I was like... Casey,
Amy, bless her heart, touched the tip of my penis.
You're very personal.
She got pizza for me, and I was like, it was amazing, because we were watching the Bon Appetit, like, how to make the perfect pizza thing.
If I hold this, do you think it'll make the rain noise less?
Maybe. The rain noise is part of the flavor of Sitsock.
It's kind of making a difference.
So she got pizza, and she put ricotta cheese on it, and I was just fucking floored. It was so good.
Before or after baking?
It looked like before.
Nice.
Like, so some of it crisped up. Do you think it was before or after?
Yeah, I think it was before.
Yeah, nice. So it was a black olive pepperoni and ricotta cheese pizza. Where'd but
you
it
get
wasn't
it from?
Just ricotta cheese. It was like the mix that you'd put inside of like a stuffed shell or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Old Chicago.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So I suggest if you haven't had ricotta cheese on a pizza, and you usually save it for like calzones or something like that, okay, definitely try it.
Ricotta is an interesting cheese.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that I've ever eaten ricotta on its own.
It's not great.
It's mixed with herbs.
On its own, it's kind of like meh, but it's a great base. It's like like a cottage cheese with some sass.
Yeah. Another thing I didn't really realize till I kind of watched a few recent Babish episodes was that nutmeg is a very Italian spice, apparently.
Nutmeg is a hugely European spice.
Yeah, they like use it in like cheeses, like the ricotta mixes have nutmeg in them sometimes.
Yep.
And I'm like,
well, Alfredo.
I don't know what nutmeg is? I guess.
Alfredo has nutmeg as one of the main ingredients.
What is the nutmeg flavor?
It's a little earthy. It's a little savory.
Interesting.
It's kind of like cinnamon without the bite.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, you know when I always get cinnamon confused because when I was a little kid, my mom always had cinnamon sugar ready, but never got to see the cinnamon.
Yeah.
Like, it was always just already cinnamon sugar in the little shaker bottle.
I remember those days.
And so, I didn't really realize cinnamon wasn't sweet until I, like, was half an adult. And I was like, what the fuck? Why isn't the cinnamon sweet?
We used to do cinnamon sugar toast a lot.
Yeah. And we just called it cinnamon toast, so I got confused.
Right.
I was like, okay, cinnamon, and then...
It's sweet.
Inevitably, like, with the Oscar Mayer cheese dog thing. Have I ever told you that story? Probably
nope.
Once. So, like, for the longest
on the
time,
podcast anyway.
I was convinced that all hot dogs had cheese in them. Because my mom always used to buy Oscar Mayer cheese dogs.
Nice.
And I was just like, okay, cool. This is a hot dog. All hot dogs have cheese. It's
QED.
Just how it is. And the first time I went to a place that didn't have cheese in a hot dog, I was like, the fuck is this?
Everybody's got weird things like that, right? Like,
yeah.
The things that you didn't realize were weird growing up.
What are yours?
Well, I was vegetarian for a while there.
Okay.
So, like, meat was just something that didn't exist to me. So it was a strange thing. Like, so much of every menu was just a thing I couldn't get.
Yeah.
So I got used to not being able to really consume the whole menu. That probably is one of the reasons that my concept of success is being able to order anything on the menu. But
being able to, like, yourself?
Yeah, like being able to pick anything on the menu and not worry about how much it costs, right, has been one of my measures for success.
Okay.
Not that I go to places that are very expensive, but, like,
but
for me, like, having, when you go to a restaurant and you're like, I kind of want fish, but $12, I'll have the green salad. For me, like, that...
Less water and one pair of piece of bread, at least.
Yeah, for me, the measure of success is, and I don't go to fancy restaurants too much, but to go on there and be like, I want a steak. Buying a steak. And not be like,
I
don't know about that. Just to order what you want and not look at the price. Like, that, for me, is success. Now, I'm doing that at, like, Old Chicago, right? I'm not doing that at fucking Shanahan's or whatever. Shanahan's. Stranahan's is better than Shanahan's because it's got more whiskey.
Yeah, it's got significantly more whiskey in and around it.
Mm-hmm. But, so, like, stuff like that, I guess.
So, vegetarianism.
A little bit. I think we didn't eat a lot of fish growing up. So, for me, things like salmon are still a little exotic.
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp is definitely exotic. Like, it's just, I never think to, or I automatically go over the seafood options on a menu and I have to go back and be like, actually, no, those are things there.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Except for when I'm in a place that, like, is not Colorado, I think.
Yeah.
Most coastal places.
Where you make effort.
Yeah.
But growing up, my mom didn't like to cook seafood. She didn't like to cook a lot of things, but seafood was one of the things she really didn't like to cook, so I never really ate it. Plus, we're in Colorado now. So, whitefish I'll eat. And my parents, being from Minnesota, eat a lot of walleye.
Very racist, but okay.
I mean, you don't eat any of the African-American fish.
Okay,
that would be weird.
Amy, what about you? What weird things did you think were true as a kid that, like, when you realized were not true, you were just like, the fuck is life?
I don't remember anything that was, like, mind-blowing. I was confused for a while about why people had more channels than I did, because we didn't have cable.
But you didn't know you didn't have cable.
Right. Like, I'd go home and look for the channel, and it wouldn't be there. And my mom would just be like, no, we don't have that. But, like, it didn't really connect that cable was a thing. But, like, that was pretty much it. I guess my mom was similar in that she didn't like cooking fish. so I always skip over that too.
It's funny, isn't it?
And I've just now started.
I think my
trying
parents,
it at all.
Yeah, my parents really like lobster.
Yeah, I've never eaten lobster.
Like I guess okay. I didn't fall into there. It's really good if you have as equal amounts of butter.
See, that's what everyone tells me. I had a lobster pizza that Steve brought home once from Red Lobster, but I didn't notice the lobster on it. It was like, oh, it's a pizza. It's a lobster pizza. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I
don't get the...
If you're eating lobster by itself, you basically, you're like dipping it in butter.
Right.
And if you're not eating lobster by itself, it's in something like ravioli or something that's right. like good or, on its
yeah,
own.
Yeah, yeah. I've never quite wrapped my head around that because I didn't eat it growing up, so I don't really have, again, I don't have a place in my world for it. It just seems like expensive crab.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't...
Well, we never get it when we go, like, out to steakhouses, right, Amy?
No.
Like,
you ever?
No.
Sometimes we get, like, shrimp or scallions, but...
Scallops?
Scallops, sorry. Yeah.
Scallions go on everything.
Yes.
Scallops do not.
We don't get them specifically, but sometimes they do come with the dishes.
Yeah. Look at that car. It's, like, covered in leaves. That's pretty cool looking.
Like cherry blossoms or whatever. Not cherry blossoms. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, fuck it.
cherry testicles.
We've got like 16,000 diversions on this one. This one's going to be Distraction City. Distract Sock.
Small topic roundup.
Distract Sock. But only because we're fucking ADD.
Yeah. 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 What's your favorite oriental, like,
Wow.
Is that not
wow.
right? Wow.
You can't. Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
Mongolia? No. I love Indian food.
What's your favorite oriental act? Nope, still not right.
Yeah. I love Indian food more than anything else, I think, to be honest, but I'm growing to like
really
Japanese food.
I consider that Asian food just because Indian food has its own relevance.
I know, but it's sauces on rice.
No, you're not wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just like, when I think of it, I think like even some food places differentiate Chinese Asian food and Indian
food. Okay, so what would be Asian food? Chinese and Japanese?
I'm trying to like think about it. Like Chinese, I guess Japanese... Like Thai, would you say like South Asian is like Vietnamese food, things like that?
Then I'd say pho is up there right now for me. So Vietnamese.
Because we're about to eat pho.
Partially, and it's because I'm gonna order me a
Dude,
fucking
there's
sandwich.
There's a banh mi place right like next to our house.
Why?
Now.
Why haven't you invited me? To
Well,
because
we have it just opened like last week, okay. And so like.
Can I come to your house now?
Oh yeah, it's yeah. I want to try it out. It's called Spill the Tea, and I don't know why.
Don't care. Going
yeah, I don't care honestly.
Going in there.
The banh mi is they have on their. On the front of their store are...
I want to go to there. I still haven't made my banh mi per a party. We can have a party where I can make my banh mi. I gotta host a party.
Wow. Okay. Maybe we should do that.
Banh mi sliders. That's what I want to make.
The, like, the in-game... No, that's too many people.
We'll see.
Kevin, can you go watch movies already? Like...
Yeah, Kevin.
You have two monitors.
We love you. Watch movies. We want to talk to you about movies.
Welcome to Costco.
I love you. What?
The parking was just, like, blowing my mind for a second, because it was, like, everywhere I looked, there was just, like, handicapped spots or signs telling me not to park, so.
On that note, I'm hungry, so, yeah. Like, comment, and subscribe to whatever the fuck just happened for the last 18 minutes of your life.
You're welcome.
We love you, Costco.